I forgot. What do they call?
You call them a mouth harp or a juice harp or a juice harp or a...
Well, now, a juice harp is one that you, you know, move back and forth, you know, to make the sounds.
Well,
that's
now,
what I
how do. Is that different from the one, that the name that you just gave me?
A mouth harp?
Uh-huh. Is there a difference there? Are they the same, the same name for the same, I mean, different words for the same thing?
They're, no, they're different. They're made different. Those that you... I've just always called it a mouth. I really don't know.
What you gave me mouth what? What? Give me the different names again.
Did I say mouth harp or organ or
mouth harp, mouth organ? And what else? Anything else you'd call those little square ones? You know, it looked about like that, and you played.
Juice harp.
And this is what you'd call.
But that's a mouth. That's a mouth.
What's this kind of thing? You know, it's got, looks like a, you know, metal thing comes like that. It's got this thin thing that you pick and you put it in your mouth. And
don't know.
You know what, do you know
what? Yes, I know what you're talking about, but Lord, I haven't thought of things like that in so long till I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't know what to.
But you have heard the term
juice
harp.
Yes, I've heard of juice harp, but I thought that was the one. No, a harmonica's the one that you, yeah, that'd be a juice harp.
Would you say juice harp or juice harp?
Juice.
Juice harp, okay.
Juice harp.
Okay, that gets that. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle where one child sits?
Seesaw.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round, something that goes round and round, a homemade one? Maybe with a nail in the middle. Looks like a seesaw, maybe, but it's got a nail in the middle and the kids can
wouldn't
go.
Wouldn't be a whirligig, would it?
All right. What do you call a flat piece of stone used for sharpening knives?
A whetstone.
Will you help me? I won't have to give you this piece of paper, but I want to talk about some different kinds of wooden fences. You've seen just completely wooden fences.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to draw or just sketch, you know, I don't want you to draw, but just give me an idea by drawing some lines.
Mm-hmm.
Draw them for me and tell me what you'd call them, if you know of as many different kinds as you can think of.
Well, let's see, there's a paling fence like this. I'm not much of a hand to draw.
Well, just give me an idea.
You know, that's some. That's the paling fence.
Okay.
And then you have the, what's that called? Rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to put it down?
I'll just put that down.
I don't think I can.
Okay.
That's the only kind I've ever seen.
All right. When you get up in the mountains, a lot of the people talk about the fences, wooden fences, and there are several different kinds. If you've ever been up in the Smokies, in the scenic highway, that Skyline Drive,
mm-hmm.
If you're ever driving along there, they have about five or six different kinds as you go through. They're completely wooden, but sometimes they'll just drive up a post and then just stack one like this. And it won't be like that, like the one you drew.
Oh, yeah.
It'll just be like that.
Yes, I have seen that kind,
but
too.
But you'd call that a railing fence.
I'd still call that a rail fence.
Any
of them like that would be a rail fence.
Where they use split logs.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah.
Do you have different names for different kinds of rail fences? I just ask you that.
No, I don't.